Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate, reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, we have a special guest in studio today, Christy Whitney, Head of Operations with Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And Christy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Good to be here.
All right. For our listeners, if you'd like to reach out, if you are in the market for home care services, if you need help at home, we're going to talk about that today, and I'm going to really start to unpack that later on in the program. You definitely need to reach out to Christy and the great team over at Home Care Assistance, Kansas City at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000. You can also visit online at homecareassistance.com. And Christy, it sounds like an excellent topic that you want to share with us here today.
I hope so. I'd like to talk about healthy aging all the way across the spectrum. I mean, I always talk about aging in some aspect of that as I work primarily in senior adult care. But today I'd like to talk about how we can age well, mind, body, and spirit.
Okay, great.
And to do that, I want to just kind of let you know that sometimes I remind us that some places, restaurants, et cetera, say that 55 is senior, but we're looking at 65 being the magic number today. So just a little fact.
I'm going to say 55 ain't senior.
I know. As they say. Knocking on the door.
That ain't no senior.
On the door. I'm not sure 65 is either. But just so we know, though, recent studies from the CDC actually say that presently in the United States, there are about 45 million adults living in the United States that are age 65 or older. That equates to about 14% of the population. That's a pretty big number until they kind of extrapolate that number and go forward that by 2050, so in 30 years, they estimate that the number of adults age 65 or older in the United States will be about 80 million, and that will be approximately 20% of the population. So not only, you know, do we need to look at appropriate care for senior adults now, we need to understand that we're also looking at the big picture. The caregivers of the senior adults will eventually be senior adults, and the little rugrats running around now will be the ones making the decisions. So it's definitely something we want to educate ourselves on and pass through the generations.
All right. Excellent. And we never get into politics, or rarely get into politics on this show. But if you think about a voting block, and you would think that our politicians would be really interested in what this huge, huge block of voters are interested in. And hello, it's all about our senior healthcare. I mean, not everything, but that's a huge part of the concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's obviously something I think of at least 40 hours a week, usually much, much more than that. But yeah. It's definitely time to start turning up the thermostat on paying attention to the aging process. I think people have had their heads in the sand for a very, very long time. Just again, as I've mentioned before on this show, no one wants to think about aging. No one wants to become comfortable with their own mortality. But the reality of it is we are all aging, and the care for those to age so that they can remain home, remain active, and have a great quality of life that is truly possible, we need to start thinking about those things now and start putting them in place.
And a lot of people have referred to that that wave of seniors as a silver tsunami. I kind of like that. I kind of like that description. Going all the way up to 20% of the population by 2050. I mean, that's huge. And frankly, right now we're not even close to being prepared for that. Not even close.
No, we're not. And we're at 16%. We better get at it. This is a radio show. If we were able to see the audience, I'm getting ready to turn 54 in a couple of weeks. And I remember when I turned 50, the joke was 50 is the new 40 and 40 is the new 30, 30 is the new 20, because we just, in this country, we just kind of don't like the concept of aging. But I have a picture of two tortoises, two turtles, and one is saying to the other one, I hear 150 is the new 90. And, really, we need to start thinking like that, because there's no reason, disease processes aside, we do get more weak. We do have memory issues sometimes. It takes a little longer to do things, a little more planning. We have to have some workarounds in place. But, home care assistants and family, friends, and the community in general, people can stay home and they can age well. And again, you have to look at, all three ends of it. It's not just the mind and the body and the spirit separately. For a quality life, we need all three of those to be in tandem and to be, good. We should age well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I give presentations all the time, and in operating senior care consulting over the last, since 2002, the most commonly asked question, and you're kind of hitting on it, is when is the right time to consider, either bringing in assistance or moving to a senior care community? And number one is safety. Number two, or maybe a close two or a 1A, is when the health well-being of the caregiver begin to decline. We need to have some assistance, and that's not just physical health. That's mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And that's exactly what we're talking about here today.
Exactly. I mean, absolutely. We do some housekeeping and things, but just think about being able-bodied and a full load of wash, a full load of laundry, and it's wet, and you're going to pick it up and you're going to move it into the dryer. Now imagine if you have osteoarthritis, or if you're just weak and you're down to 100 pounds, or if you have, diabetic issues and you're obese, or whatever the thing may be. It gets harder and harder and harder with time. Now think about every single aspect of your life, and that's when it's appropriate to bring in that outside care. I always say that, we don't want to take any independence away, that people already have the cake happening right there in their home. And then we can kind of come in and be the icing so that the quality of life can be there. Again, the goal is to be able to stay home and have healthy aging.
And be independent, and you're just going to just help them out where they need a little bit of help here and there. But it makes all the difference between aging in place in your home, which is where everyone wants to be, or moving to a community. And most people, according to the AARP, 90% of those surveyed says, I'm wanting to stay home if I can possibly do that. You can do that by bringing in in-home assistance. And obviously I sent all of my clients to Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And if this is resonating with some of our listeners, I'll give you the phone number again, 913-663-5000, 913-663-5000, and reach out to Christy and all the good folks over at Home Care Assistance. And Christy, you're located in Overland Park, but what is your service area? Because I know for sure you've helped some of my clients on the Missouri side of the state line.
Absolutely. We do the greater Kansas City metropolitan area on both sides of the state line. It's all of four counties, parts of six counties, even a little touch off in a total of eight counties, but definitely both sides of the state line. If you consider yourself a Kansas Cityan, we'll come help you.
All right. Excellent.
So again, you know, just looking back at healthy aging and listening to the CDC, they say that healthy aging is the development and maintenance of optimal physical, mental, spiritual, and social well-being. And that's what we all strive to do.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And later on in the program, I'm going to talk about a kind of a unique situation in aging and I'll just provide a teaser here. I'm going to be talking about people who are needing or looking to move to a senior care community, and they can't get that done right now. And I'll unpack this more in the third segment, but an alternative is just stay home, and you can stay home with some help from Home Care Assistance Kansas City, 913-663-5000. It's 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. It's a great website. Check it out. And we're going to have more after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies offer non-medical in-home assistance as well as medical care from nurses and rehab therapists. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone right there on the homepage with the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your phone, tablet, computer, whatever you have. And it really is that simple. And also, don't forget, you can stream us through the app radio.com and just go to Talk 980 AM, and you can stream it live right there. Lots of people are doing that. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All home care companies offer non-medical in-home assistance as well as medical care from nurses and rehab therapists. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Now, although some home care companies may offer both, Christy, I think the vast majority of home care providers offer non-medical in-home assistance to help people with those activities of daily living. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So our care can go from as little as just helping out around the house, maybe some meal preparation, errands and medication reminders, all the way up to somebody who may be fully bedbound or rehabbing from a fall. But we can't dose medicine. We don't give shots, but we do give showers, and we leave the therapy and the nursing to home health agencies, which is a doctor's order. And we coordinate our shift times and responsibilities with them. But we stick to daily living activities, the ones that you need assistance with, and also just those instrumental things such as housekeeping and meal prep.
And like you said, you know, it may be as simple as, you know, helping out with the laundry. You know, and another built-in problem with the laundry is that many laundry facilities are in the basement.
Yes, absolutely.
I met with one gentleman, and, you know, he was, I think he was almost 90 years old, and he was just cruising up and down the stairs, but he was pretty wobbly, and his family was completely freaked out about that.
Yeah.
They did not like that that idea at all.
Yeah, we help a lot of people with stairs. You know, a lot of houses were built back in the day where they have very narrow doorways, and a walker or a wheelchair won't fit. So we'll help transfer you in and out of the rooms. We'll go up and down the steps for you. Everything that we can do to keep you safe and comfortable in your private home. That's our goal.
All right. All right. Excellent. Call Home Care Assistance, Kansas City at 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000. Or visit online at home. You spelled exactly like it sounds. HomeCareAssistance.com. All right. So, Christy, let's jump back into your topic of the day.
Sure. So I was talking about healthy aging and how that's more than just what medicine do I need to take and when's my next doctor's appointment. That's sort of a nightmare for me, is when I find out that an older person's existence is based around the next doctor's appointment and have I taken my 2 o'clock meds. So we do need to look at some things. We need to understand that as we age, we do have an increased risk of chronic conditions such as diabetes, heart failure, cancer, things that we're going to have with us for the rest of our lives. And we also need to understand on the flip side, though, that many illnesses and disabilities and early death from these ongoing chronic conditions can be preventable if we age in a more healthy manner. Even just look at Alzheimer's disease. Dementia is a big topic all across the world right now, and studies are being done. And I lost my mom to it, and my dad has it. But we now know that Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common form of dementia, is actually the fifth leading cause of death in persons age 65 or older. So what can we do to slow down the onset of Alzheimer's? And what can we do to slow down the speed of it once someone does have it? And what can we do to increase the quality of life once it has kind of sunk its claws into our loved ones? So we look at not just the medicine and food and things that we think of. We look at a more holistic approach and realize that just healing the ailments or treating the disease isn't the only objective. We also have the objective of promoting just overall health, mind, body, and spirit. So, you know, we will remind you to take your medications. We'll bring them to you with the water. We'll write down that you took it. You know, we'll put it in the applesauce and convince someone to take it if that's necessary. But we also understand that other options are available and they vary from person to person. So we do look at lifestyle changes, diet changes, meditation, how can we take care of the body? And we look at preventing future concerns by being more physically active, being active in the healing process, and using our brain. Brain health is very key and important. Just putting someone who's aging in front of the television all day really isn't fair. Let's talk to them. Let's get their history. Maybe write some of it down. A bunch of the people I meet could write some great books, but let's not let that history get lost by just turning on a game show. There's gardening can be done, and yeah, we have to help because they can't grab those weeds and pull them with the force, but they can sure point to them and tell us which ones are weeds, and they can be out with us in the fresh air. It's, you know, there's really no limit.
Absolutely. So you have to have physical health and good mental health and exercise. So in the physical world, it's kind of a use it or lose it. kind of a proposition. I'm older than 50. I'm younger than 60. I can already see already, and I don't feel, I feel about like I did when I was 30 years old, with the exception of the occasional, you know, ache and pain. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. You know, it's the more active I am, the better I feel. And also, guess what? The better you feel mentally. And so there's so many, you know, mental exercises and brain games and just mental stimulation. Sitting in front of the television, that's not cutting it. That's like junk food for your brain.
Absolutely. I met with a lady earlier, and she used to perform opera. So,
oh, wow.
The caregivers never heard opera. So guess what? We can listen to opera with her, and that's going to stimulate her mind, and she's going to sing opera to us. And there's something beautiful in that. These are the rituals and the socialization and the healthy brain exercise, as well as physical exercise, that worked many, 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 many decades ago. And I think that we lost sight of it, and we need to bring it back. And it's something that's actually pleasurable to do and be involved in.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. So for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, you need some help caring for your loved one. There is, look, put your pride aside. If you need help, just reach out and ask for help before you are completely burned out. And this could be a win-win for everyone. You can call Home Care Assistance at 913-663-5000. It's 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistance.com. And Christy, thanks so much for being here today. Always a pleasure to hear from you, and hope you have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you. You too. Thanks to all the listeners.
All right. We'll have more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, if you want to share the program with someone else, or maybe just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order. Feel free to help yourself, and lots of people listen to the podcast of this program. How about that? All right, so there's something going on in the market, and I need to talk to you about that right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so we have a situation right now where a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, need to move to a senior care community, whether that's an assisted living community, whether that is a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. They need to move somewhere, okay? But right now, they're having to wait because of a couple of situations. There's either a waiting list at the facility, or there's a self-imposed moratorium on admitting new residents. Well, what does that mean? Well, a lot of really good places all around Kansas City, and I'll promise you all around the country, a lot of good places that have done literally everything they can do to keep their residents safe. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, keep their staff safe. They're following all of the procedures. They're using their PPE. They're taking temperatures. I mean, everything they could do. And unfortunately, COVID-19 is still somehow making it into the building of a lot of these places. And guess what they're not going to do if there's active COVID-19 in the building? They're not going to admit new residents. And that is causing a major problem. It's causing a backup. It's causing a serious situation with waiting lists. So let's talk about that. What is a waiting list? Well, when you are the intake person, the case manager, the admissions person, et cetera, working at one of these senior care communities, you're constantly fielding phone calls and people stopping by in person and online inquiries of families and individuals just doing their search. And they're searching, again, for whatever level is necessary for them: residential care, assisted living, home plus, long-term care. They may need general care. They may need memory care. They may need skilled nursing and rehab. But whatever it is, they are searching and they're reaching out and they're contacting a lot of places. So if they contact a particular community and the community says, well, we have a wait list right now, whether they have an actual wait list or they have a wait list that is created because of this self-imposed restriction on admissions until further notice, which could be another couple of weeks or another couple of months. They will take your name and your phone number and they will put it on their waiting list. And you might be number 5 on the wait list. You might be number 2. You might be number 20 on their wait list. And then what happens is the next open bed or room or apartment that becomes available, guess what they do? This individual will call person number 1 in that number 1 spot. You're first on the wait list. Oh, I'm sorry. We no longer need your services. We moved dad. We couldn't wait for you any longer. We moved dad to another place. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. You call number 2. And number 2 said, we got tired of waiting on you. And we moved my dad, you know, back to California with my sister. And he's living with my sister. Okay. All right. Great. Great. Thank you. They'll call number 3 and they'll say, unfortunately, mother passed away and we no longer need your services, but thanks for calling. Okay, we're sorry to hear that. Thank you very much. And they'll call number 4. And they'll ask number 4, are you ready to move? We have a bed or a room or apartment available. And number 4 says, yes, we want it. We want to move. Okay, so number 4 gets that open apartment, bed or room. And then guess what happens to everyone below? So number 5 moves up to number 1. Hopefully this makes sense. Math on the radio sometimes is difficult. But the person in that 5th spot moves up to number 1. So now that person is instantly, just like in a blink, they're first on the wait list. Number 6 moves up to number 2. Number 7 moves up to number 3, and so on. So even if you are down on the wait list, it may not mean that you'll be waiting for months and months. Now, you could possibly have to wait for months and months, but typically you don't have to wait that long, because that is very typical. The scenario I just shared with you, that's very, very typical when a representative from the senior care community is calling folks back, circling back, and working that wait list. So that is how a wait list works. Now, I'm asked all the time, well, Steve, if I rise up to number 1 and we're not quite ready to move, do you get kicked down to the bottom of the list? Almost everyone I've ever met, they actually think that's how it works. But I can say with confidence, the vast majority of senior care communities do not do that. Now, there are a couple, which I think is completely ridiculous, but they will. They'll say, well, you dirty, rotten scoundrel, you know, how dare you not take our room, apartment, or bed? We're going to kick you to the bottom. You're now 21. Most places do not do that. They've met you. You've met them. They like you. You like them. They feel comfortable and confident they can take care and meet the needs and take care of your loved one. They want you in there. So the industry standard is to not do that. They call, if you're number 1 and they call with the opening, then if you're not ready, say, call me the next time an opening becomes available. They'll call number two and down the list until someone takes that. And then everyone moves up under you and you retain that number one spot. So when to begin your search, some people say, well, we're thinking about moving in the next 2 to 3 years. Okay, it's too soon. That is too early. You should begin your search if you're going to move within 12 months or sooner. And the reason I say that is because even without the COVID-19 waitlist scenario and situation, some places have legitimate, genuine 6, 9, 12 month wait lists. One place has a 2-year wait list. Okay. And it's a legitimate 2-year wait list. So you don't want to do this at the last second. Do it in advance. But if you're further out than 12 months, I would say I wouldn't start it until you are 12 months or closer than that. And just don't wait till the last second. I've heard of so many people who, you know, they know they need to move. They know they need to move. They just put it off. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. You know, mom's up all night now and I can't get any sleep. And that's kind of, I'm at my breaking point. And then they rush out into the market to find a place that they kind of knew they needed 6 or 12 months ago. And they find this wait list and now you're in trouble. So just don't wait till the last minute if you can at all help that. And for example, you know, with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you know, we've worked with a lot of folks with a 2-step transition process. So if the place that we really want to move, if they have a wait list of 2, 3, 4 months, and you can no longer care for your loved one at home, let's move them to a place that does have an open bed and let's wait until a bed or apartment becomes available at your preferred facility. Now, that's not ideal. Ideally, you would want to move straight to your preferred facility, but sometimes we have to work out a 2-step process. And that's something that you could also do on your own. You don't need Senior Care Consulting to help you with that, although we've done that quite a bit. The other thing that you can do, and a lot of people are doing it right now, is you can bring in home care services to help you out while you're waiting for your preferred facility to become available. We have worked with a lot of families in this exact way where, you know, we need the help now. And the place that we're interested in, you know, we're looking at a 3, 4, 5 month wait, but we need help right now, right? So they'll bring in a home care like home care assistants, just like we were just visiting with Christy. They'll bring in home care assistants, or if they have an experience or relationship with another company, they'll bring in home care services to help out around the house, to be that bridge in between needing help now and actually being able to move into your preferred senior care community. So I guess the message for this consumer alert is do not wait until the last minute. And the bottom line is if you have waited too long, don't worry. You still have options, but you can no longer hesitate. And the message is you must take action immediately.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So that's the consumer alert. And then, of course, after this upcoming quick commercial break, I'm going to talk about more issues that are related to the issue of wait lists and COVID-19 and some of the quarantine restrictions on residents who are moving into senior care communities. You do not want to miss this super important information. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, Be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right. So on the consumer alert, I was talking about the situation where we have waiting lists. It's either a true organic waiting list where there's just more people wanting to get in than there is space available. The other issue is a kind of a forced wait list because maybe the senior care community has stopped all admissions until they're comfortable with admitting new residents, or maybe they have active COVID-19 in the building and they need to clear the building, make sure that they don't have any other positive cases for at least 14 days. And then they're going to start admitting new residents. So there is a catch, and this is a big catch. This is a big one. Another major issue, if you or your loved one, and primarily your loved one, okay, need memory care, and you need, so in other words, this person has cognitive issues, Alzheimer's, dementia, et cetera, and you need memory care, now we have a built-in problem. And this is just part of the crazy days and times that we're living in right now. So anyone moving to a senior care community, all residents, all new residents, must come into the building and quarantine in their room or their apartment for 14 days. And then at the end of that 14 days of the quarantine period, then they need to test negative for COVID-19. However, it's almost impossible to expect someone with Alzheimer's or dementia to do this. You know why? Because they don't remember they're supposed to stay in their room. So, Mr. Jones, you need to stay in your room for 14 days. Oh, okay. And 5 minutes later, Mr. Jones is walking around. Mr. Jones, what are you doing? I'm just going for a walk. Well, remember, you're supposed to stay in your room for 14 days. Oh, really? Okay. Right? And so you can't do it. This is impossible. And the other issue is someone with cognitive impairment. Wandering is another major factor. So just wandering around, just kind of cruising around, checking everything out. And they're not trying to cause any problems, but they're leaving their room. They're putting others potentially in harm's way or at risk. And they just can't stay in their room for 14 full days. And you cannot expect them to do that. So if your loved one has cognitive issues, most places right now, at least right now, and these are, we're in unprecedented times right now. This is the craziest stuff I've ever seen. It is wild and woolly and crazy. Most places will not accept any new admissions, even if they can admit any new admissions of a resident with cognitive impairment. It's almost impossible to keep them in their rooms. Some places have tried it and said, forget it. We're not doing that again. Now, there are always exceptions, right? Some assisted living communities will work with me on this, right? With senior care consulting. I have worked with some families, and I've been able to get them into some really good assisted living communities where they're willing to work with the new resident, and they have some protocols in place, and it's been a beautiful thing. It's worked out really, really well. The vast majority of nursing homes at long-term care community level, the vast majority of them are not accepting new admissions. So at that assisted living level with senior care consulting, we have been successful, and we have been able to help some of our clients get placed in, and we're not talking about just any old assisted living communities. We're talking about some really good ones here. So we're able to do that, but you know, if you're going to need long-term care, your loved one has memory care, you're going to be waiting for a while. And again, so that's where we might have to back up into kind of a two-part plan of part A, bringing in home care assistants to help out with, you know, help around the house. A lot of people say, if we could just have some help overnight, I'm no spring chicken. I need my sleep. Otherwise, I just can't function and I can't be a good caregiver for my parent, my mom or my dad or both. Okay, bring in home care assistants to help out overnight, maybe 10 to 6, 10 to 8, something like that, so you can get your sleep and you're well rested so that you can provide the great care for your family, for your loved ones throughout the day. It may be as simple as that while you wait for this situation to resolve itself to where new admissions will become available. All right. So I've had a lot of questions over the past few months about memory care. And there's just some general, I would say there's some general misunderstanding of that term. And frankly, I think that term is misused either intentionally or unintentionally in the market. What do you mean by memory care? Well, first and foremost, let me say that that is not a level of care. Memory care is a type of care. And if you recall from previously episodes, the level of care could be the assisted living level where someone needs help with their activities of daily living. The level of care could be long-term care, also known as a nursing home, where you need help with your activities of daily living, plus maybe a higher level of care that involves medical issues such as wound care, diabetic management with insulin injections, tube feeding. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Two-person transfer. If you need the heavier care, it's at long-term care. If you need that mid-level of care, that's assisted living. Both of those levels of care offer memory care. So memory care is a type of care that can be offered at different levels of care. So memory care, it's usually typically a smaller space, and that's intentional. We're trying to reduce stimulation and keep everyone calm and cool and collected. You have coded doors. So you have to enter a code for the door to open up for you to leave. Now, this is not prison. You can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security because that wandering, just roaming around, that could a person could unintentionally just walk right out of the building and put themselves unintentionally in harm's way. We can't have that. Again, less stimulation. Just try to no loud noises, not a whole lot of people, a smaller group of people, fewer residents. Activity programming. Instead of a 60-minute activity, we're going to have 20-minute activities and a lot more of those 20-minute increment activities. You're going to have more staffing available because there's more to it than your general care. Memory care requires more staffing, more hands-on, more involvement. The staff is trained in redirection, positive distraction. The staff is trained to understand what sundowning is and what that is and when it happens and then how to deal with that. So a lot more staffing is available for someone requiring memory care. And I just felt like I needed to do a quick overview and review on that. If you have questions, if you need help with anything regarding the placement process, I would encourage you to reach out for a free consultation with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. Even during these unprecedented times, we can still help you. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.